He frowned as he stared into her eyes. Then came the menacing click of a gun hammer being rocked back.
"Go ahead, Utah,"
encouraged the big-nosed man on the other side of the room.
"Give her a big wet kiss. What are you waiting for? She wants you to. I can tell."
He and the other man, a little taller and a few years younger than the big-nosed man, loudly guffawed. Utah, his face still only inches from Faye's, sat as still as a rabbit being mesmerized by a snake. His face now wore a nervous expression, his eyes dilating. Moving only his eyes, he glanced down to where Faye held an over-and-under pearl-gripped derringer between his thighs, the .44 caliber Maws pressed taut to the bulge at the saddle tramp's crotch.
"Go ahead,"
Faye said very softly, giving a devilish half-smile.
"But it's going to cost you."
"What the hell are you waiting for, Utah?"
said the younger man on the other side of the room. He and the older, stockier gent frowned now, impatient, incredulous.
"Go ahead and kiss her."
Keeping his eyes on Faye, Utah smiled, his mouth corners twitching nervously.
"Nah,"
he said, pulling his head away from the woman's.
I reckon that wasn't such a good idea after all."
Faye pulled the Lady Derringer from between the man's thighs. She kept it cocked and aimed at him, however, just from above the knitting on her lap. She held the gun low enough that the two men on the other side of the room couldn't see it, but only their partner's decidedly abrupt change in demeanor.
"I think you're making a wise choice, Utah," Faye said softly.
"Easy now," Utah said tightly, rising stiffly from the bench.
"Easy, easy."
Looking as if he just swallowed a whole pitcher of sour milk, he walked slowly back to his partners, who scowled at him doubtfully.
"Oh, you chicken-livered cur,"
the younger man said, and whacked Utah on the leg with his hat as Utah sat down on the seat beside him.
"Can't even depend on you for a little entertainment. Something to fill the time before the stage pulls in."
Faith returned the derringer to her fawn-skinned reticule, then took up her knitting needles once more. She was glad Ben had reminded her to take the derringer on her stagecoach trek down here to Rocky Ford. Montana Territory was growing more and more civilized by the day. Two separate railroads crossed the territory, connecting even the little backwater of Clantic with both coasts. Still, pockets of depravity remained. She'd had a first-hand look at it right here while she'd been doing nothing more daring than waiting for the stage that would take her back to her husband and little boy. She was glad that Ben had reminded her of the gun and that he'd taught her to be accurate and confident with it as well. She smiled fondly. A good husband she had. She couldn't wait to see him again.
"Why don't you give it a try?"
the big-nosed older man cajoled the younger one, then took a hard pull from the bottle they'd been passing.
"Go on over there and get a kiss off that pretty little thing. Don't be a chicken-livered coward like Utah here."
"No," Utah said, wagging his head resolutely from side to side.
"You don't want to do that, Clem."
Utah cast Faye a quick, dubious look, then looked down at the floor, color rising in his cheeks, carpeted with several days' worth of sandy beard stubble. Faye smiled with satisfaction and clicked her needles together as she continued to work on little Ben's socks. A few minutes later, she lowered the work to her lap and glanced up, frowning. She'd heard the clatter of a wagon or a buggy pulling up before the depot. Along with the clatter and the thumping of a horse's hooves, she'd heard a familiar male voice. The male voice was accompanied by that of a woman whose voice was filled with laughter. Still frowning curiously, Faye set aside her knitting and rose from the bench. She turned to the window in the depot's front hall and stared through the dirty glass. A smile brightened her pretty brown-eyed features, for the man, just then climbing down from the single-seater red-wheel carriage pulled by a stout cream gelding, was none other than the doctor from Clantic, Clyde Evans.